For the Northerners, the abolitionists were just a small but loud minority among their number. Many Northerners might have agreed in principle that blacks deserved life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but they were not very interested in fighting for this principle. Nor, sad to say, was there a shortage of Northerners who were perfectly fine with the concept of human slavery. Even Abraham Lincoln himself, the greatest American who ever sucked air, stated that he would happily save the Union either by freeing all, or some, or none of the slaves. Meanwhile, in Russia, Tsar Alexander II was freeing his nation's serfs with the stroke of a pen. So much for democracy. Prior to Lincoln's inauguration on March 4, 1861, 7 southern states seceded from the Union and established the Confederate States of America. Eventually, there would be 11 Confederate states, the slave-owning states of Maryland, Kentucky, and Missouri stayed in the Union. The free state of West Virginia basically seceded from the slave state of Virginia, which, unsurprisingly, was just fine with Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln administration recognized neither the secession of the southern states nor the establishment of the Confederacy.